Hi, Chris. Podium finish tonight. I would ask you how the great race was up front, but I think they were actually so far ahead of you. Maybe you didn't get a good chance to see it.
Nah, I watched for a little bit. I knew that we were off. We wanted to protect the right rear because we heard it in the heat. And I screwed up. I made adjustments on the car, and it made it too tight. Couldn't drive it. Mike showed me a wheel early, and I literally just let him go because I knew I couldn't do it. And, you know, everybody wants to see a race. So, and I figured I'd watch one for a little while, too, when they were battling. But they got away. Top three is good. We were lucky to survive that. But top three is always good at Oswego. Crew works hard. Always want to perform for them. But I kind of messed up on what we did to the car tonight, unfortunately.
Tomorrow, what's your prediction? What's your feeling about how tomorrow's going to go?
Well, I would seriously love a top five. You know, I think that we have the car that's capable. I'm quite happy with it, but we need some luck. We need to, I don't know, make the right adjustments on that too. But I know that we have a car capable of a top five. We definitely did last year. We had a good second place car last year until we ran out of fuel, but I'd like to repeat that.
You're bringing a perfect record this year into the Classic, 1-0. Is that why you didn't come back? Because you won?
Yeah. No, we actually did want to come back, but we couldn't get the whole crew to have the time to do it. So we don't want to come here, you know, with the partial crew because we all work together. But, yeah, that'd be pretty awesome to win the first race of the year and the last race of the year here. Yeah, that'd be good.